You're listening to the Public Daily Briefing by Atlas News.
Today's April 29th, 2024. Intelligence cutoff is 0100 hours. Brief length is 5 minutes. Let's get started. Starting off in Africa, where the United States Department of State's report on human rights in Sierra Leone in 2023 has shed light on significant human rights violations in the country, including arbitrary killings, political imprisonment, and government corruption. Despite these alarming findings, the United States continues its engagement with Sierra Leone, notably through the training of its armed forces and the appointment of former U.S. Green Beret Jerry Torres as National Security Advisor. The report details various instances of human rights abuses, including arbitrary killings by government agents, repressive activities by the ruling Sierra Leonean People's Party, SLPP, and abusive conditions in prisons. It highlights the government's crackdown on political dissent, with arrests of opposition supporters and assaults on journalists covering opposition events. Furthermore, the report points out flaws in the electoral process, including logistical challenges, lack of transparency, and reports of intimidation and threats against opposition parties and observers. Despite these concerning revelations, the United States maintains its support for Sierra Leone, providing significant financial assistance over the years, particularly in the health sector. However, this aid has not effectively addressed pressing issues such as the country's high maternal mortality rate. The appointment of Jerry Torres as National Security Advisor has raised eyebrows, especially considering Sierra Leone's human rights record and questions surrounding the legitimacy of recent elections. Torres's role, along with other U.S. agents assisting with government relations, suggests a concerted effort to engage with Sierra Leone's government and legitimize its leadership. The United States' approach to Sierra Leone appears to prioritize stability and democratic practices, potentially through the training of its armed forces and assistance programs aimed at improving living standards. However, the persistence of human rights abuses and widespread poverty in Sierra Leone underscore the challenges of fostering genuine democratic progress in the region. Moving on to South America, where thousands of indigenous protesters took to the streets of Brazil, demanding increased security in indigenous territories, recognition of land claims, and opposition to a proposed railway construction project. The protest occurred during the Freeland Indigenous Camp, an annual gathering to address concerns across Brazil's indigenous communities, despite promises from President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva to protect indigenous land and create reserves. Protesters expressed disappointment at the government's failure to deliver on these commitments. The protest highlighted various grievances, including arbitrary killings, political imprisonment, and government corruption. Indigenous leaders criticized the government's lack of action on these issues, particularly regarding land demarcation and protection from illegal mining operations. The planned construction of a railway raised concerns about environmental damage and land grabbing along its route, further exacerbating tensions between the government and indigenous communities. President Lula's invitation to indigenous leaders for discussions at the presidential palace reflected an attempt to address their concerns, but many remained skeptical of the government's intentions. The failure to deliver on promised land reserves and the ongoing threat of illegal mining underscored the challenges facing indigenous communities in Brazil. Despite efforts to address environmental issues, including a significant reduction in deforestation rates under Lula's presidency, concerns persist about the government's ability to protect indigenous rights and preserve the Amazon rainforest. Ending in Europe, where protests erupted following the announcement of plans to establish a site for asylees in a site known as the Trutter House in Newtown Mount Kennedy, County Wicklow, sparking outrage among anti-immigration activists. The situation quickly escalated, with clashes between locals, activists, and authorities turning violent. Reports of rock throwing and other acts of aggression towards law enforcement prompted the Garda to intervene, deploying dispersion tactics to quell the unrest. The scenes of chaos and destruction, including fires and damage to police vehicles, underscored the intensity of the situation. In the aftermath, 6 individuals were arrested, facing charges related to public offenses. While the legal process unfolds, authorities have imposed strict conditions to prevent further disruptions, including curfews and restrictions on protest participation. These events are not isolated incidents, but part of a broader trend of anti-immigrant sentiment in Ireland. Recent incidents, such as the Dublin riot in November, highlight the deep divisions within Ireland and the challenges of managing immigration in a politically charged environment. The influx of asylees, particularly from the Northern Irish border, has further fueled tensions, with concerns over security and the impact on local communities. As Ireland grapples with these issues, immigration has become a central theme in the upcoming national elections, reflecting the shifting dynamics of Irish politics. And that's all we have for you today. We'll see you tomorrow.